another friend, but this friend happens to have a job in Albany as well, where Peter does. But he's on the actually Peter's in Rensselaer. This gentleman works in Albany at the LOB and at the and in the Capitol building a lot. And, and this but not you. Yeah, right, a vendor. Yeah, we're not looking for the vendor in the Albany. I'm not sure whose job is more stressful, either a member of the Senate or the guy who sells the newspapers in the lobby. Senator can tell us whose is more stressful. Yours or his. And nobody ever bugged him when the prices went up, though. Well, they do. Anyway, having said all that, a real supporter of ours over the years, and the support goes back to sponsoring legislation that will ensure the instruction of Braille, ensure the timely delivery of textbooks, ensure the electronic accessibility to our newspapers, and a host of other items that he's been a co-sponsor of, and just generally a good friend. And by the way, as I said this morning, he hasn't heard it. He knows he did it, so but I want to recognize the fact that he did it again with him here. In the budget considerations in 07, we had a provision in the governor's budget to create an office for the blind. It received opposition from the establishment and from the other organization, the breakaway organization of blind people in the state. They were opposed to it, and it was getting enough so the legislature was beginning to question it. The gentleman I'm about to introduce offered an amendment to that legislation which established an executive board with a majority of blind people to oversee and make recommendations to the legislature and the Senate and the governor for all services, and the majority of those members would be blind. That, in my opinion, was the heart of that legislation. It was accepted. It became law when then-Governor Spitzer signed that budget, and we would not have an executive board for the blind were it not for our next speaker, Senator George Maziarz. Senator.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Carl. I appreciate that introduction. That was a long, drawn-out battle. We had to make some accommodations for everyone, Carl. Let me just say that I appreciate you meeting again in the city of Niagara Falls and Niagara County that I represent. I was honored. I don't know, Carl, was it 1 or 2 years ago to get the Brother on the Barricade Award? I 4 years ago, my God, Carl, man, I've been a brother a long time. I display proudly that Brother on the Barricade Award because it came as a result of a relationship that I developed with Carl, who's from Brooklyn, right?
That's right.
Brooklyn, from Brooklyn. Now, Carl,
you folks refer to as downstate.
Right. Well, we refer to as downstate. Now, Carl, and in personal conversations that Carl and I have had, we've discovered each other. Carl is a liberal Democrat, and I'm a conservative Republican. Carl's wrong, and I'm right.
No, I'm left, and you're right.
Or Carl's left, and I'm right. But I'm afraid this year Carl's going to win and I'm not. So I don't know who's right and who's wrong. But, we've worked on a lot of legislation together. Carl and I have and your organization have. We have some great representatives here locally. That was just one that Carl mentioned about establishing a real agency within state government to deal with people that are blind or visually impaired. We have a long way to go. And I think that we've got a good friend in our new governor, in David Paterson. Now, we all know that there are going to be challenges ahead with the state budget. We all read and hear about every day about the looming budget deficit, about the economic tsunami that we have. I think, and my God, I may sound like a liberal Democrat like Carl here for a minute, but I think that, we are the measure of any people, the measure of any government is how well they take care of people that are facing particular challenges in their life. And that's why I think it's very important when it comes to health care, when it comes to people that are disabled for whatever reasons, that this state budget and the state budgets going forward, that we be extremely careful in what areas, the governor and the legislature decide that we have to make some dramatic changes too. You know, everybody's talking about budget cuts, and everybody's talking about everything being on the table. You know, and I think clearly a review of every agency is important. But I think, I think that working with people like Carl, like your association, that we can actually deliver services in a more cost-effective manner and probably in a better manner. So that's my goal. That's my purpose. Again, I'm proud to work with your organization. I'm proud to have developed relationships across the state of New York. I mean, you can't get any further apart. When I say that politically, I'm joking, of course, but you can't get any further apart geographically than where Carl is and where I am, and working with the people from Niagara County. This is a great organization. I appreciate you being here. Legislatively going forward, I fully endorse your agenda. I plan on working with you. We've got some great friends in the Assembly side. Harvey Wiesenberg, I know another friend of Carl's, has worked tirelessly on behalf of that legislation. And again, we had to make some compromises. We didn't get everything we wanted. But I think going forward, we are going to get everything that we need. Maybe not everything we wanted, but everything that we need. And I think that's a great goal to have. So again, thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Carl, thank you.
Senator, question to you. Question to you, Senator. All things being equal, and we don't know how the organization will occur in the Senate next year in terms of your chairmanship, but you, in the last session, were chairing the Energy and Telecommunications Committee in the Senate. And in that committee, 5960, Senator Flanagan's bill, which is a companion bill to Mr. Pretlow's bill in the Assembly, the Newsline bill, the Electronic Accessibility Information Act. All things being equal, and if you're chairing that committee again, could you help move it forward? It's a no-cost bill. It will not raise fees. We discussed that with Assemblywoman before. It will simply allow the access to existing funds to be used for this purpose. Could you support us in that when you chair that committee?
Carl, I will support you in it. I will, if I chair that committee, I will get it out of the committee and get it onto the floor for a vote, and I'm sure that at least, again, I can speak for the Senate side, it will pass there. I've talked to Senator Flanagan about it. Now, go ahead. Thank you. You see, now Carl's a pretty smart guy. He's got me on tape somewhere saying that, you see. So, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to walk into my office next year, and he's going to play that tape. But Carl, I have to tell you, I don't expect to be the chairman of the Energy and Telecommunications Committee next year.
Well, when you're majority leader,
now let's keep this in this room, okay? Let's keep this secret in this room. Let's not let Senator Skelos hear this. But next year, I plan on being the majority leader of the Senate. So, all right, Carl?
All right.
Thank you.
That's even better.
That's even better.
That's even better. I will ask it of the future majority leader. Thank you, sir. And by the way, whether it's a conservative Republican, a liberal Democrat, I think the thing that makes sense is common sense. And, Senator, you have demonstrated that many times. And where it makes sense to all is the effective rehabilitation of blind people. And I want to thank you for the support that you've given us. Thank you again, Senator.